Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone, and this is Jodeci Maldonado, and you're on yet another wonderful night of Night Owls Late Night Podcast. And this is that all interesting essay that I was telling you about in the last episode that I dubbed The Missing Person and Trans Accolades. So this wasn't supposed to be this episode. I pushed this up because I think it has to go with the episode Fantastic and Pandora, because all of you would have been anxiously waiting for 6 or 7 more episodes before this one came on air. So I pushed it up. So here we go. Here we are. Erasure. A name missing from the roster. A past split in half, like it was a recording society sliced in half. A recording segment sliced in half when they decided they were at liberty to edit and do away with the first segment of that person's life. I've said this before, that Pan should be removed as an identity to acclimate the idea into the minds of young people that trans people are true men and women. But here is where I may have shot myself in the foot by saying that. Looking at these missing accolades, the history of the before times, of athletes who had no other choice than to give away their achievements or do away with the sport they love entirely, perhaps I was wrong. Perhaps the biggest and most important con of such thinking, even though it comes from a good place, is that the same thinking melted down those metals in a pool of molten liquid. To do away with the past is to spit in the face of every vibrant moment of vitality, every triumph of a person before the transition, and perhaps worse, to spit in the face of those who came before us, the trailblazers who had no choice but to do it the hard way. Be who they were without being fully on one end or another. Perhaps Pan is secretly paying homage to the ancestors who struggled before us and saying, "We see you." To that end, I have thought long and hard about the decision of whether to give up writing under my birth name, because it would mean giving up my own personal accolades from my previous publications, which are under that name, and starting anew, starting again, and rebirthing myself in the eyes of the literary community, and for a time go unacknowledged until some kindred spirit discovers the connection between the two and rejoins us by saying, "I see you." Jodeci and my birth name, which will remain nameless here until such a person comes along and gives me permission to be, to exist, to give me the right to be joined as one, to make my own sacrifice like those who came before, not in defeat, but in honor of them, and the knowledge that one day I too will be whole in the eyes of the community that steadies me. So from this point forward, I cast off my birth name in the literary world and am born in fire as Jodeci Maldonado. So, you heard it here first, people. That was The Missing Person, with the subtitle Trans Accolades, and you can find it on my blog, which is, of course, under my same name, Jodeci Maldonado. And you can find it on Medium, which I haven't given it a little bit of a boost lately. So, here is my boost, saying you can find it on Medium.com under Jodeci Maldonado. And I hope that explains everything that you were hoping it would from the last episode, and that you thoroughly enjoyed my two essays that so wonderfully go together. And with that, stay lovely. Good night, folks.